From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Andrea Seabrook. The refugee crisis brought on by the war in Iraq has reached all the way to China. In all, about 2 million Iraqis have left their country. And as NPR's Louisa Lim reports, some are finding safe haven in the Chinese trading city of Yiwu.
At the Baghdad restaurant, the exiled Iraqi community gathers to tuck into skewers of roast lamb and big discs of hot flatbread. The television here seems permanently tuned to rerun Iraq's Asian Cup football triumphs. This could be the scene in a number of Middle Eastern cities, but it's actually in the southern Chinese city of Yiwu, home to the world's largest wholesale market. Trader Musa Anwar's just beginning his lunch.
No, every day Iraqi people come to China, open the office, do business, because the Iraq market is very big, you know. Many people come to China just to do a little business, just want to stay, not go back.
Indeed, the Iraqi embassy in Beijing says the number of Iraqis in China has increased by 50% over the past 2 years, and most are in Yiwu. Exiled Iraqis estimate there are about 100 Iraqi trading companies and 1,000 Iraqis in the city at any one time.
And we make a lot of money. Big profit in Yiwu.
Nihad Fuad Majid was one of the first to set up here, starting his office 5 years ago. And driving around in his blue Lexus, listening to Kurdish music, it's clear he's done well. He ships around 50 containers a month to Iraq, mainly filled with consumer goods like clothes, shoes, and auto parts. Official statistics reflect an increase in trade. In 2003, Chinese exports to Iraq were worth $56 million. Last year, that figure was $490 million. But doing business with war-torn Iraq isn't easy.
Every year, really, about $200,000 to $300,000, we lose the money. Somebody take the goodies, somebody catch our goodies and call us, should we pay money? And if I didn't give him the money, sure, they kill a driver and they take the goodies they sell in other city.
His trucks are often fired at, he says, and two of his drivers have been wounded as a result of gunfire. He doesn't mince words when asked whether life is freer in supposedly democratic Iraq or supposedly authoritarian China.
Iraq now not free. I don't say free. Bombing, kill, big problem. Really, I cannot live in Iraq. China is very nice and free, everything's okay.
One example is his weekly soccer game, something which probably wouldn't be possible at all inside Iraq. Every week, his all-Iraqi team takes on a Chinese side.
We have Shi'i, Sunni, Kurdish, Arabic. Outside Iraq, no any problem between Shi'i and Sunni and Kurdish. But inside Iraq, problem.
Friday prayers and Muslims stream to the huge mosque in Yiwu. The extensive Middle Eastern community makes it easier for Iraqis to adapt to life here. Another factor is the relative ease of obtaining a year-long business visa. Behind the mosque, halal snack stalls are doing brisk business. For recent arrivals, this bustling scene is a stark contrast to their lives back home in Iraq, where even going to the market was a risky, possibly life-threatening venture. Karim Mahmoud says he left Iraq because he wanted to work.
I left Baghdad before 6 months. I want to job, because in my country it's very difficult anyone to work. You know, it's war.
He says living in Baghdad, he feared being kidnapped every time he left the house.
Because I am engineer, and maybe some people thought I am very, very, very rich man. He just want to kill. Why? I don't know. From the money, from anything, from the politics, I don't know why.
His new life is as a trader in China. He worries about his wife and children still in Baghdad, but he sees his future outside his homeland.
If the politic Chinese no have allowed to Iraqi people to stay here, I go back. But if allow me, I'm stay here forever.
Like the other exiles at the Baghdad restaurant, he's profoundly grateful to China for making his new life possible, even as he acknowledges it's in Beijing's interest to build trade ties with Iraq. He repeatedly emphasizes China's policy of non-interference in other countries, in stark contrast to the US. That these refugees, fleeing the fallout of America's attempts to impose democracy on Iraq, would rather live in this Chinese city is a small victory for Beijing. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Yiwu, China.